Yeah, no, there was a little insert of a claim in all, but it decided not to open. Okay, carrying on. We're now going to introduce a class of material called ceramics. So we've gone through alloys, we've looked at network covalent materials. Now, network covalent materials can be ceramics. So ceramics is a very broad heading. These guys then are inorganic, non-metallic solid materials. So straight up then, we have a look at this guy here, boron. Well, boron is inorganic, it's non-metallic, and it's a solid. So this guy will fit inside our class as a ceramic. They are typically hard, brittle, and stable to very high temperatures and chemicals, which again is something that is a characteristic of this material here. Their structures can either be amorphous or crystalline. So you can use boron then as an example of a crystalline ceramic. You can use your classic clay brick as an example of an amorphous brick clay ceramic. With the crystalline forms, they can either be ionic or network covalent. So up here, our boron nitride, our boron, is an example of a network solid. Whereas over here, our yttrium, barium, copper oxide, this guy here then is an example of an ionic crystalline material. Now the classic clay ceramic is obtained by taking a clay mineral such as kaolinite, heating it at 1000 degrees, we end up with an aluminous silicate, which then is obtained in a glassy cementing matrix. And it's really the oldest known form.